Today is June 10th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover the Claude Fable 5 release and what Stripe's 50 million line Ruby migration tells us about the real ROI math, the hardening agentic infrastructure stack with Mistral's acquisition of POB and Anthropic's new managed agents pricing, and the critical operational tension between loop autonomy and runaway costs that every engineering leader needs to resolve before their next deployment. Let's start with the number that should be on your CFO's radar. Stripe reportedly compressed an estimated 2+ months of engineering labor on a 50 million line Ruby codebase migration, down to approximately 1 day using Claude Fable 5. That figure comes from a reviewer with first-hand early access testing, citing Anthropic's official blog. Model that against a 10-person senior engineering team at $200,000 fully loaded annual cost. 2 months of that team's time is roughly $333,000 in labor. The Fable 5 API spend at 10 million output tokens would run approximately $500,000 at published rates of $10 per million input tokens and $50 per million output tokens. On pure dollars, that comparison is close, but the strategic play for your board is the calendar compression. 8 weeks to 1 day frees that engineering team for parallel product work, and in a time-constrained migration, that optionality is worth far more than the raw labor arbitrage. Fable 5 benchmarks at 80% on SWE Bench Pro against an industry range of 58 to 69% for competing models. That gap is meaningful, but it is specifically meaningful for complex, long-horizon codebase tasks. For routine code generation or document drafting, Sonic class models handle the workload adequately at a fraction of the cost. This distinction is not academic. It is the difference between a well-governed AI budget and what the reviewer called, directly, crazy bills from Anthropic. Building on that, the reviewer documented a token consumption profile that most teams are not prepared for. Early in a workflow task, roughly 1,500 tokens in the first 5 to 8 minutes. Then, once parallel sub-agent execution kicks in, Fable 5 running 63 subagents simultaneously, each handling discrete coding tasks, that scales to 1.5 million tokens in 30 seconds. Budget 30 to 50% token overhead versus your naive estimates on any Fable 5 deployment, or your first invoice will be your cost governance wake-up call. The operational response to this is model routing discipline, and it is the single highest impact cost control measure available to you right now. The tiered framework is straightforward. Haiku class models, priced at roughly 25 cents to $1 per million tokens, handle classification and extraction. Sonnet class, at $3 to $15 per million tokens, cover standard code generation and document drafting. Fable and Opus class models, at $10 to $50 per million tokens, should be reserved exclusively for complex, long-horizon, high-value tasks where the ROI justification is explicit and pre-approved. The reviewer's assessment is that 40 to 60% of enterprise AI spend is currently misrouted to frontier models for tasks that Sonnet class handles adequately. Pull your last 90 days of API invoices, map task type to model tier, and you will likely find significant recoverable spend. One more operational flag before we move on. Anthropic's new 30-day data retention policy for Fable class models requires legal review before any sensitive workload deployment in healthcare, financial services, or legal sectors. Initiate that review before scoping the pilot, not after, or you will block your own scaled rollout. Now let's talk about the infrastructure layer that is forming around these models, because the economics there are equally important to understand. Anthropic's Managed Agents API introduces a productization layer on top of standard Claude API access, and the cost structure has a specific decision fork. Long-running agents incur standard token rates, plus 8 cents per hour of active runtime. That premium is material. The correct decision filter is precise. If the operator already has Claude access, internal use cases should run on Claude desktop scheduled tasks. The 8 cents per hour premium is only justified for client-facing deployments where the client lacks Claude access. And in that context, you are building a white-labeled recurring revenue agent product that you bill at $200 to $500 per month for single workflow SMB deployments, or $1,000 to $5,000 per month for multi-agent enterprise deployments with memory and custom dashboards. The infrastructure cost baseline is $90 to $240 per month before client billing, factoring in Anthropic API credits plus N8N Cloud and Vercel hosting. More importantly, there are two architectural decisions you need to get right before go live, because retrofitting them is significantly more expensive. First, session continuity logic. Same thread maps to the same session ID. New thread creates a new session ID, must be explicitly built into your automation platform layer upfront. Second, the Dream API for nightly memory consolidation does not run automatically. You must schedule it explicitly via a dedicated cron or N8N schedule node. If you skip that step, your continuous learning support agent never actually learns from prior sessions, which is the primary failure mode for that entire use case category. On the acquisition front, Mistral's purchase of POB brings production-ready sandboxed execution environments into the enterprise AI deployment stack. The POB co-founder confirmed at a GTC interview that the sandbox technology was already running in production at Mistral at the time of the deal. The core enterprise unlock, in the developer relations engineer's own words, is the ability to create workflows that pull issues from your tracking service, make code changes, and open pull requests, all within a secure, isolated environment. Mistral has committed to a 3 to 6 month delivery timeline for customer availability. If your organization cannot wait on that timeline, the current alternatives are E2B, Modal, and Daytona. For organizations processing fewer than 500,000 agent-executed tasks per month, managed infrastructure is the right call over self-hosted. The deepest strategic tension running through everything we have covered today is the question of loop autonomy, and two credible practitioners are reaching opposite conclusions from different resource contexts, which you need to explicitly reconcile before your next deployment decision. The frontier posture, as articulated by Claude code creator Boris Cherny and cited on the AI Daily Brief, is this: I don't prompt Claude anymore. I have loops that are running. They're the ones that are prompting Claude and figuring out what to do. My job is to write loops. A developer poll of more than 2,100 respondents backs this up. 51.1% of active coding agent users have migrated to fully autonomous Codex-style agents, and another 30.9% are using CLI-based agents. More than 80% of power users have abandoned manual, prompt-by-prompt interaction. Contrarily, Professor Ross Mike on the Startup Ideas podcast documents the risk of that posture at standard enterprise resource levels. He cited a real case of $1.3 million in token spend in a single month from an unconstrained loop. His operational decision rule is that a loop is only appropriate when three conditions are simultaneously met. Binary output criteria, where success is measurable by a defined score or pass/fail test. A fixed automated feedback mechanism that can evaluate quality without human interpretation. And a bounded token budget with pre-approved spend. For organizations on $20 to $100 monthly AI platform subscriptions, he is explicit. Running unconstrained loops should not even be a consideration. Both positions are correct within their resource context. The architecture that resolves the tension is what Ross Mike calls the code review loop. The pattern is: push AI-generated code to GitHub, trigger an automated code review tool, loop the coding agent to read the review score, implement fixes, repush, and repeat until the quality threshold of 4 out of 5 is met or the turn limit of 5 iterations is reached. Hard constraints. The loop breaks reliably if a single code push exceeds 1,000 lines, so instruct the agent to split large features into smaller pull requests before initiating the loop. This architecture satisfies all three of Rossmike's conditions while implementing the loop over agent pattern that Frontier practitioners describe. It is the minimum viable loop, deployable on mid-tier subscriptions, defensible against error amplification, and scalable toward more autonomous patterns as model reliability and your organization's workflow discipline mature. One infrastructure signal deserves a brief board-level flag before we close. Google's $920 million compute deal with SpaceX, disclosed in an SEC filing and cited on the AI Daily Brief, provides Google access to 110,000 NVIDIA GPUs over approximately 3 years to bridge surging demand for Gemini Enterprise. The deal includes 90-day termination rights on both sides, a structure that signals genuine market uncertainty about sustained demand. The near-term operational impact for enterprise practitioners planning significant agent deployments in the second half of 2026: expect 15-25% GPU compute cost increases in spot markets and provisioning lead times of 8-16 weeks versus the historical 2-4 weeks. Organizations with projected AI compute spend exceeding $500,000 annually should engage cloud providers this quarter about reserved capacity pricing before that window tightens further. To close, here is the critical risk-opportunity pairing that should drive your next 30 days. The opportunity is real and concrete. Fable 5's long-horizon engineering capability is validated by production evidence, and the model routing discipline to deploy it cost-effectively is implementable today with a 90-day API invoice audit and a tiered routing framework. The risk is equally concrete. Agentic loops amplify both productivity and error rates, and organizations that deploy Fable-class models without explicit token budget governance, hard loop exit conditions, and a pre-approved legal review for data retention are not running AI programs. They are running uncontrolled cost exposure. The companies that win this cycle will be the ones that treat governance architecture as a precondition for deployment, not an afterthought. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.